in a hotel room in New Orleans ahead of a national seafood cook-off, a pair of Juno chefs were sweating.
We were having technical difficulties with it the night before because the rice wasn't cooking the way we wanted it to. Our stock didn't taste how we wanted it to. And so kind of going into it, we're not going to lie, pretty nervous.
The rice is a key ingredient in one of Chef Lionel Udipa's contest recipes. He calls it a lifestyle dish, a comfort food combining aspects from both sous chef Jacob Picard's Italian heritage and his own Filipino roots.
We eat rice 3 times a day, and we just didn't want to scoop rice onto a plate. We wanted to give it some character and, you know, make it as comforting as possible. So that's why we went with the risotto.
Together, the chefs went through a dozen variations before settling on a plate that represented the seasonality of Alaska's fisheries. Alder-smoked Bristol Bay king crab skewered with blueberry branches from Eagle Crest, and the risotto, garnished with sea asparagus, foraged with their toddlers. They stayed up until 2:30 in the morning, workshopping their dishes, tweaking the vanilla ratio, counting out salmon roe, and practicing their presentation. In front of television cameras and a live audience the following day, they only had 60 minutes to prepare 7 plates. Timing was key.
For a hot sec, my rice wasn't cooking as fast as I wanted it to. 5 minutes felt like 30 seconds. We had to smoke the alder wood and then count the asparagus, make sure we had enough salmon roe. But also, if risotto sits out too long, they'll get really mushy.
All right, you guys ready for this? Yes. First place in the Great American Seafood Cook-Off is going to Alaska! Chef Lionel Udipa!
Back in Juneau, outside the restaurant Salt, Udipa runs into another Juneau famous chef, 10-year-old Denali Shivens, who cooked his way to the White House and competed on Food Network's Chopped Junior.
I don't think it really got to his head. I saw his face when he won, and it was happy, but it wasn't, I'm the best, no one's better than me face.
The pair have been cooking together since Denali was 8. He considers Udipa his mentor. Like Denali, Udipa grew up around food, helping out his aunt who owned Valley Restaurant.
My cousins and my siblings, we'd run around in the apartment building upstairs. So when they got busy, we would just get a phone call from like my mom or my aunt, and they'd be like, hey, we need help. We need you to come here and polish silverware, wash some dishes. And we were always so stoked to do it.
His advice for aspiring chefs like Denali?
Be humble and just be willing to learn. Always try to improve from yesterday.
Udipa says he still polishes silverware, helping out wherever he's needed. His teamwork with Picard and creative spirit continues in Salt's hot and humid kitchen. Bacon lardone sizzles as Picard slices grapefruit. It's for tonight's scallop special.
It's going to be a salad made out of shaved Brussels sprouts and zucchini with a grapefruit vinaigrette and champagne with whipped mascarpone and honey.
They've only been cooking together for 8 months. But long before the contest, Picard started making their winning risotto's signature ingredient, a black cod fish sauce stored in a downstairs prep kitchen.
Jacob was the one that's been stirring it. You need to make sure everyone is at least 100 yards away and that you use a very large wooden spoon that you're okay with throwing away.
But in very modest dabs in risotto, Picard says the fish sauce adds another layer of salty, ocean-like umami taste. The winning dish will be on Salt's menu of specials soon. In Juneau, I'm Annie Bartholomew.